You're listening to The Training Dummies. With Rob.
Oh, by the way, I know I say nerf this a lot.
And Daryl.
Please don't actually nerf this, okay?
Greetings and welcome to episode 168 of The Training Dummies, recorded on May 31st, 2017. My name is Rob, and I've been playing a heck of a lot of Heroes of the Storm.
Loot boxes.
That's all. Yeah, no kidding. You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and introduce our guest. Daryl, I'm sure you're doing good. We'll get to that.
Oh, yeah.
Can we have a warm Training Dummies welcome for the Binary Babe herself, V, from Ask Mr. Robot.
Hey! Yay! Can I clap for myself?
Ah, you don't have to. Hold
what's
on.
Going on?
You
don't have to. It's broken. There it is.
There we go.
I need to fix my soundboard.
That's our shtick, is that Daryl doesn't know how to run a soundboard.
Apparently so. Oh my god, what was going on? I may need to clean my keyboard or something. We'll see.
Oh goodness, let's not go there. V, how you doing?
I'm doing good, guys. It's been a while. I'm
yes,
excited to be back.
I'm glad to have you.
You've been rocking some Heroes of the Storm.
Of course.
All the new boxes, yeah.
Yeah, in fact, Yellow 5 is taking a game break and playing right now and trying to be as quiet as possible since he knows I'm on a podcast.
So nice. if we hear some yelling in the background, we'll...
Right, right. And if you hear, like, gotcha. MVP at the end, that call is probably him, right?
Yeah,
it's
of course.
It's always you, right?
Yeah. So Daryl's been talking a little bit recently about a topic that we've talked about before, but not with you and not mm-hmm. with what Mr. Robot has to offer. Daryl, what's been your sudden interest in?
Well, it's simming, because everyone we talk to says you need to sim your character. The first question is always, what are stat weights? What are the default stat weights? Well, there really isn't default stat weights, they're telling me, and you need to sim your character to find out what your stat weights are, which... I've had several people explain it. It still isn't clicking on how that all works, but
right.
but hopefully you'll be able to fill us in here in a bit. But yeah,
sure.
So that's what it is. It's simming.
It's fun.
I feel like
for a
we
few
don't
of us nerds.
Yeah. I feel like we don't really need to do the whole who are you and what do you do, because you're probably one of our more frequent and requested guests at this point, so I think people know pretty well who you are. But if for some reason they don't, you want to give the elevator?
Second?
Yeah, like
yeah.
Who yeah, so who's your daddy and what does he do?
Right. So he actually builds power plants. So
nice.
Way more exciting than I suppose video gaming. What I do? So I'm V. Some of you might know me as the Super Cat. And geez, let me silence my phone. It's all of our fans, right? Texting us. and so I've been working on Mr. Robot since the start. It's run by three of us. And so three of us handle the whole site, and I work with, I get the best job, in my opinion, which is I get to work with people, talk to podcasters, help educate people on things like how do you sim, what do stat weights mean? And then I also do like a lot of kind of deep dive research projects. So yeah, that's what I do.
Cool.
All right. So Daryl doesn't know his stat weight. Is that where we're starting?
Sure.
Or actually,
jump right in.
Well, hold on. Let's get some stuff out of the way first.
Okay.
This is Greyhound, super awesome guest from Strawberry Poppy Kisses, and you're listening to Training Dummies. This is Rob and Daryl.
All right, so if you have any questions or comments or just want to find out what we're doing, we're active on Twitter. That is at Training Dummies. Rob is at Rob Copeland, and Daryl is at, that's me, I guess, Daryl_TTD. And I know we've never done this before, but I'm just going to throw this out there. With the Tomb of Sargeras coming up, our raid team is currently looking for tanks. We raid Fridays only, from 9 till midnight Mountain Time. So if you would like to give us a try, you can message either myself or Rob and let us know you're interested, and maybe we can get in there and see if you're a good fit for us. But yeah, we're a very casual team. We completed normals, we got halfway through heroics, and then... I don't know, a lot of people just kind of lost interest right now. So we didn't quite finish heroics, but we normally do. So if that's something that interests you, or you're thinking about trying out tanking or anything like that, give myself or Rob a shout. All right, so let's jump into simming then.
All right. So if you want, I can kind of start with like an explanation of like what simming is and what stat weights really are and do, and kind of start there if you guys want.
Yeah, that sounds like a good spot to start.
So the basics of simulating, like if we go really basic, it's a model of the game as best as we can all make it. So it has all of your spell data. It knows that you might cast, or it knows that Frostbolt does X amount of damage, and it has a certain cooldown, and all of that's programmed in the simulators, and that part's pretty automatic. So then the next thing simulators have are rotations. And, you know, that's usually they're modeled after some of the, like, the best rotation that you can. And sometimes those are pretty advanced and, you know, average players can't do them, but that's what a lot of theory is based on. So that's the next piece, is you have to tell the simulator how is somebody going to play. And then you also have to add in a boss, you know, something that you hit.
Right.
And so then, right, it's something with health and you hit it. So then when you run a simulation, there's a couple of things you can do. The basic simulation is you just put in your character, which loads in all of your gear and uses that rotation we talked about and hits a boss. And so it'll, let's say it does that just one time. You might get, say, 550,000 DPS. And then if you do it again, you might get some lucky crit streaks in there and you might get 560,000 DPS. You do it again and you might have really bad timing on things and you get 540. So you usually do, you know, thousands of these trials in a simulator, so it averages out the highs and the lows, and then it says, hey, on average you're going to do 550,000 DPS. And so one of the reasons people like simulators is to test out theories, right? What is the best rotation? Mm-hmm. What is the best talent? Because you can do, you know, 10,000 iterations and smooth out the highs and lows, and you can't do that in game, right? Or you can do it in game one week and then your gear changes, you do another week, and it's not really the same. And so that's one of the first things people go to simulators for. And that all makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Cool. So then the big thing, like you said, you hear just sim it. You have to get your stat weights, sim it. And so let's really take a look at that. That's actually it's a bigger piece of the, you know, a big kind of puzzle. And we'll talk about what works, what doesn't, and what we're really doing with stat weights. So what stat weights are doing, so the old method is, you know, what SimC used to do, well, still does. So the old method is you basically take your character and you increase it by, I think the default is 5 item levels, and then you decrease it by about 5 item levels. Well, it's actually not item levels, it's the amount of each stat, but it's roughly relates to about 5 item levels. So you're going to say, okay, sim this character. When you're getting stat weights, you say, sim this character and give me, say, 4,000 more mastery and tell me what the DPS is. And then take away 4,000 mastery and tell me what the DPS is. And then you do this for each stat. So you say it again, do it for crit. What's my DPS if I add 4,000 crit? What's my DPS if I take away 4,000 crit? And then it takes all of those data points, and that's how it comes up with stat weights. It's like, if you go up by 4,000 in crit and that does the most DPS, well, now you know that crit is your best stat. And if mastery comes in next and it's like, okay, well, that does almost as much DPS but not quite, it says, okay, that's my second best stat. And so it kind of, it's a simplified version, you know, a simplified explanation, but that's how it's generating your stat weights.
Okay.
Follow so far. Okay, so then it just takes all the stat weights and you plug it into a program, you plug it into like Pawn or the Asmus Robot Optimizer or whatever, and then that's how you get your gear recommendations. And so you're using stat weights to figure out what your best gear is. So we follow so far, right? Tell me if there's any holes that you weren't understanding on that part.
Right now all you're saying is this is how to figure out which stats are best.
Right, that's what the simulator is doing. Right. And so when you sim your character, it's usually not too difficult. You just put in your character, you say, I want to sim some stat weights, and then the program takes care of all of this for you, right? It knows what to do. It runs all of these things and all of the different value or all of the different stats, and then it spits out those stat weights. And, you know, in the relative order based on how their DPS came up. Okay, so here's what's good and bad about those. It's good because it's simple and it's, you know, easy-ish enough to understand, right? You see that crit has the biggest number in your stat weights, you know, okay, crit's the best thing to do or best thing to get.
Mm-hmm.
So the next thing that you look at is, well, half of your gear can't be ranked with stat weights. You can't rank trinkets, legendaries, relics, anything with a proc, like set bonuses. And so that's where I think a lot of the confusion starts to come in. Is that stat weights only answer half of the gear problem. It used to not be that big of a deal. Like back in the day, it would be, well, we all know the 4-piece set bonus is great, so of course you always get that. And then trinkets were like the only things that you couldn't really rank well. And now it's like, well, by the time you get your set bonuses, your two legendaries and your two trinkets and some relics, half of your gear can't be ranked. And that's why everyone has so many questions on what to equip. So the other thing with that method where you go just up a little bit and down a little bit is it's not taking stat interactions into account. And so by now we, you know, have started to learn, well, as my crit goes up, my mastery also kind of gets better. Like those two have a nice synergy. Or once I reach, you know, a certain amount of crit, it tends to not be as good. And, you know, then haste starts to pick up value or whatever, right? And so stat weights don't tell you that or can't rank gear that way. And the reason is if you have crit at, say, value 5 and haste at value 4, well, if it has an item that has 500 crit and an item with 500 haste, the crit one is always going to be picked, right? Because you take 500 of your crit times the stat weight, which is 5, and that comes out to 2,500, maybe. Never do math in public. It's a bad idea. you'd take the 400 crit or the 500 crit and you multiply it by 4, which is, you know, that stat weight, and it comes out to 2,000. You're like, well, of course I'm going to pick the one with the more points. So it doesn't take stat interactions into account. So those are kind of the two biggest problems with stat weights. And it's kind of a dirty little secret for people who work on simulators and know this, that stat weights don't really work anymore. Mm-hmm. It's just not really talked about because A, it is so easy to use them. And B, you have to come up with an alternative. It's like, hey, stat weights don't work, guys. Great, so how do I pick gear? That's something we've been trying to solve. So we tried to address the stat interaction problem. And we did that with what we call machine learning, our machine learning approach. And it basically just takes all these data points that you're simming, and it looks at, we don't just do like the plus or minus a certain stat. We actually look at real sets of gear across all sorts of different stat possibilities. And then we know, you know what? It turns out crit and haste, you know, have a synergy. Okay, we know that. We know exactly what the ratio should be. Say it's a 2-to-1 ratio. And the machine learning thing on our website knows that and always keeps you balanced. The hard thing right now is there's not a clear way to communicate that to people. You know, stat weights are they're much easier for us to understand, right? You see crit has a weight of 5, and you know that I can understand what that means. But when you take a machine and it's saying, you know what, if you have this kind of gear available, you want a 2-to-1 crit ratio. If you get this legendary, you want a 2-to-1.5 ratio. This gets muddier, so it's harder for people to really grasp it. There has to be a lot of trust. And so one thing we did is we put a big simulate button next to it and we're like, just sim it. Like sim it being the singular one, like where you're just like, okay, cool, tell me my DPS. And then you can be like, well, are you sure I should have this much crit? Let me take some crit off and put something else on. And then you just simulate that again, get the DPS, and you're like, oh, okay, I guess you're right. Because that's really, because that's what we're running into, is it's not easy to explain or easy to understand. And so that's something we're always working on, right? Because we don't want to just tell people, trust us. We want to be able to say trust but verify. Mm-hmm. So then the other thing we tried to solve is the trinket and legendary problem. And, you know, we've been trying to solve this for a long time because our site has always been like, well, trinkets. And so now we just simulate it. When you run stat weights on our site, we also simulate all of the trinkets possible, all of the legendaries, everything that has a proc on it, and we add that to all the simulation data. And so then when you go to rank those, they're ranked directly from simulation data. And so that's what actually worked out really well. The downside for that is if you run stat weights in SimC, they run in like 5 to 10 minutes. They're looking at just 2 data points and not doing the trinkets. But that's nice and fast, right? If you're like, hey, I want stat weights right now because I'm about to do a raid, 5 or 10 minutes in SimC, you're done. When you run through Ask Mr. Robot, they take about an hour right now because we have all of this extra data and all these other extra statistical models we're running. And so we're seeing a lot of people are like, do I really have to wait an hour? Guys, really? And so, you know, these are just like all different things, you know, the simulation community is trying to solve. So what kind of set, like what questions do you have on that part of the picture? I know I kind of went over that fast.
Oh, you did, and that's fine. I'm gonna throw some stuff out there just because yep. It's the stuff that I've been wondering, and then Daryl, if you want to. Mm-hmm. But okay, so how at that point does it take into account combinations of trinkets, legendaries, and mm-hmm. talents, and then right. come back and tell you
right,
and hey, this is what you should be doing.
Correct. So that is a very good question, and actually. Let me see if I can explain this without losing anybody, because sometimes I lose myself. So, right now, when you run stat weights, if you run them through SimC, the advice is do it every time you get a new piece of gear. Uh-huh. And that's because of the plus or minus, you know, right. 5,000 thing, and that changes depending on what you have. You get a whole lot of credit, you have to change it. And as to Strobe, but you don't have to do that because we already know your ratios, and we've got that controlled. But on both systems... if you change something major, right now we found major really tends to be talents and legendaries. You need to run your stat weights again, and you're basically running stat weights for that combo you have equipped. With Ask Mr. Robot, we've tried and we've semi-succeeded, and you know we're simming all the other combinations, and so we have all of that data, and the machine learning takes that kind of into account. But the problem that happens is like you said, what if I change my legendary? How does it know that this other trinket is now actually twice as good and before it wasn't very good? Well, to do that, you actually have to sim both setups. Well, so now you're asking a lot from the user, right? You're like, really? Mm-hmm. Really, Mr. Robot? You're telling
me?
Yeah,
that's where I get lost at. Is
right, saying, right.
Well, this legendary needs this talent, and that right. talent needs that talent. And
you're like, yeah. What am I supposed to sim? Right. And so, yeah, so you guys seem to understand the problem, right? It's like, well, if I have this legendary, I have to change this talent in order to get the most DPS. Or if I have this legendary, then it's these trinkets. But if I have that legendary, it's those other two trinkets. And the only way to get stat weights and recommendations for that is to simulate each setup with a set of stat weights. And people don't want to do that. You know, right? Like, not to mm-hmm. mention, you have to figure these things out in the first place. And... a lot of things happen where, you know, the best legendary might be best in a perfect world, but let's say the best legendary is your chess piece. If you have a pretty good backup chess piece, but a really terrible set of legs, the legendary legs might actually be better for you until you get a better set of legs, because the increase from a great chess to a legendary is, say, 1% DPS. But the increase from a really crappy set of legs to a mediocre legendary might be 2% DPS. But a increase from a great set of legs to a legendary set of legs might be 0.5%. Are you guys following that?
You had me at a great chest.
And yeah,
great
that's all legs. I was focusing on.
I can't believe I just said that.
Great pair of legs by. And a great chest. And
all right,
you've
in.
Lost us.
It's all I'm subconscious. In. It is totally subconscious. That is hilarious. So we're all following that example because we're all paying attention to chess and legs.
Yeah, 12, that's fine.
So one thing we're actually doing for Tomb of Sargeras, it'll probably be a week or two into it because we have to, you know, have all the boss data and stuff to do this, is we're just going to prove, and this is like a sneak peek to like something that should change gearing forever. I like to tell myself that, is... we're just going to pre-calculate every combination you could ever have, or not every combination. There's smarts behind it, but we're going to basically be doing exactly that. It's like, well, if you have this talent and these legendaries and trinkets, we've got that calculated already.
So there's so many combinations of gear you can.
Right. And then we have stat weights tied to each of those setups. And instead of simming it yourself, it's like, oh, hey, we did that for you. Don't worry.
Well, what about Warforged and Titanforged and
right,
like
right.
that all of a sudden?
So we already right. So we already take that into account when you run our stat weights, and we're already looking at things like at various item levels because we're doing real sets of gear. Remember, which is new to the Statway world. So we're doing real gear and looking at all of those things compared, you know, instead of just theoretical stat changes. So we kind of already handle that already, but when we have these pre-calculated stat weights, what'll happen is if you change a legendary or have a legendary available or a Titan Forged item available, the system knows it and it's going to say, hey, wait a second, but if you have, I'm looking through your bags and I actually see a really good combination of gear here. And with that combination, I need different stat weights and it'll automatically adjust for you. We're beta testing that right now. Okay. It's working out, but you know, because it's one of these things where we've seen this, right? We have people using our website and they just want that answer. What's the best gear? And they're like, hey, you know, I just got this other legendary. Do I have to run stat weights again? We're like, well, yeah, sorry. And we feel bad. Like, I don't want to make people have to run stat weights because you don't want to run stat weights, right?
I don't.
You have to run stat weights, right? You just feel like you have to, but you're like, please don't make me. It's like pulling teeth. It's like going to the dentist. Do I really? Guys, don't make me.
Exactly. I just want to know what gear should I be wearing? Like, what's my best setup of gear? That's all I want to know. I don't care what my stat weights are. I really don't. I just want to know what great chest and what great legs I should have. That's all I want
to
know.
There's a lot to pick from.
That's all I want to know.
Right. And so that's what we're moving to for Tomb of Sargeras, is basically you come to the website and it's like, you know what? There's several thousand gearing strategies and sets of stat weights you can pick from, but we're not going to make you pick. We just know what works best for you. And so the reason this has taken a while for us to do, you know, it's we wanted to have it sooner, but the big hurdle is computing power, because if you're trying to do, like, you know, thousands of setups for every type of character, mm-hmm. that's a lot of simulation.
Yeah.
And I think we calculated it and it would take, like, you know, 2000 years or something with the computing power we had. And so we just released what we call the global network, which is people who have our simulation client can just kind of turn on this global network. Have you heard of SETI at home, that thing that uses people's computers when they're idle to try to find aliens?
I've heard of similar things, not for aliens, but I've heard of similar, you know, like you basically say, I get my permission to use my stuff when I'm not using it, or, you know.
Right. Yeah. So that's basically what we just released into beta. And so with everyone basically donating computing power, we're able to say, okay, cool. So we're going to take the most common boss and we're going to start running sets of stat weights for thousands of different setups for every type of character. And cool, we're going to get that done in 5 hours because of the computing power available to us. So 5 hours after the patch comes out, boom, we've got that data. And then it's just going to keep filling in more and more stuff. So it'll be like, hey, you know what, we want to take the next most popular boss, and so on and so on. Or it'll do things like, you know, let's say some people are simming something that we haven't thought of, or using a different rotation. We're going to be automatically tracking that, and then if we start seeing trends show up where people are doing something by hand, we're just going to add that to the queue for this global network and just start doing it for you. And so then you really will be able to come to Ask Mr. Robot, load your character, and never ever run stat weights again. And I'm super excited because I don't like doing it. My computer, I have two computers that just run stat weights nonstop all day because I'm helping people. And so I'm like, cool, I put you in the queue. Looks like you're going to come up in the queue in 4 hours, and then they have to wait, and I feel terrible. And so it's like, you know what? No, we're just going to pre-calculate everything. So we're hoping that works out. The beta is working out really well so far. Things looking good. You know, I'm sure there'll be a hurdle or two, or, you know, people will be asking for different types of setups faster than we can put them out. And so then I'll just try to bribe people or something into donating their computing time so we can get through more stuff.
Nice.
Yeah. So next question. I know there's got to be more from the whole stat weight conversation.
Well, I still, like you mentioned, I don't even really know why I need my stat weights at this point if they change for every piece of gear. Like, what? I don't even know why I need to know it. Before it was, previously it used to be like, okay, you wanted to know your stat weights, or I did, what's my highest stat weight so that I knew what gem I should be putting in or what enchant I needed to put on this piece of item if I got a new one. Because haste was always the top, so I'm always putting on a haste gem and a haste enchant. So after that, what as me as a casual player, I still like to perform well in the game, but what past that do I actually need to know what my stat weights are?
Right. And so that's something that we found, especially with this expansion, is the answer is you don't. That message hasn't really spread because I think so many of us have been so used to stat weights, we can't imagine a world where we don't need them. And so we've actually hit a lot of resistance, you know, with some of the community that, you know, talks about stat weights, you know, laughed at a lot because they're like, that just means you don't know what you're doing or you're doing it wrong. I'm like, no, actually, I've done extensive research on this. So like you said, the problem is they change with every piece of gear. And that's something we tried to solve because when you actually do it that way, you run into this, trying not to get too nerdy, into this like hill, I think it's like a hill climbing effect or hill climbing problem, they call it, where you're at the base of a mountain range and you're like, well, I can take one step right now and I want to get as high as possible. So I'm going to take the step that's the steepest. So you take that step and then you do it again. You're like, well, I need to take the next steepest step because I need to get as high as possible. And you keep doing this and then you're at the top and you're really super excited. And then you look around and you realize you're at the top of the medium-sized hill. It just happens to be the steepest hill, not the top of the mountain. And right. So that's the problem you run into if you do that method. And like you said, it changes every day, all the time. And so we've, you know, tried to fix that with our machine learning and actually done a really good job. It actually works really well. And because it basically, the system's always adjusting for you. And it's like, you know what? I'm looking at the forest, not the trees. I'm looking at the top of the mountain and I know you want to get here. Because what happens with when you just look at the next item is, you know, you might get a lot of crit, but you're supposed to keep crit at a 2-to-1 ratio to haste. Mm-hmm. So you get a whole lot of crit, and then you run stat weights again, and it's like, oh, now you need a whole lot of haste. And you're like, well, I just passed on an item with haste. What are you talking about?
Right.
Or do I start switching out? Should I switch out an item? Or was the crit item I just got really good? I'm really confused now. Right?
That's exactly it.
Yes. And so that's causing a ton of confusion, which is, I think, why you see so many people just so confused by stat weights. It's because they don't work anymore. And so our machine learning is like, you know what? I know to keep you at a 2-to-1. So you know what? That gear with a lot of crit and a little haste, you know, that's going to be good. That gear with, you know, a lot of haste and medium amount of crit. Okay, you know, let me look at a few things. Yep, that's also going to be good. Don't throw that away. but, like I said, we've run into this problem where a lot of people are confused by it because they want to know the stat weights and that system can't give them to you. And, you know, people love Pawn and it's nice, right? In game, you're like, cool. Just, I know it's not perfect, but it gives me a really good, quick picture of should I care about this item or not. And we've had, you know, since our machine learning doesn't really do stat weights, we've been trying to figure out what to do because we like Pawn. And so we're going to try to work on something where at any given point, you can click a button and it'll give you an input that'll work in Pawn that kind of like matches what you should be doing. And then it's just like, just copy and paste that sucker. Just, you don't need to look at anything. Just copy and paste it, throw it in a Pawn, get a couple of recommendations. But then you should do that before every raid because the system's going to see your gear, adjust for your gear, and give you a new, you know, like text string to export. But yeah, I feel your frustration. It's like, if it changes with every piece of gear, what are you doing to me? Stop it.
I have a question then. If rather than stat weights, then if you're able to kind of figure out some of the stuff in advance, combinations of gear and all that, is it going to lean back towards maybe like the best in bags feature to just say you have this, you should just be wearing this? Like then at that point, like Daryl was saying, what do we care about stat weights?
Right. Yeah. People love our like best in bags. I can't live without it, but I'm biased, so my opinion doesn't really count. So it's basically right. It's looking at all of the gear you have available, and telling you what's best. And you know, you could go through like the regular ranked gear lists and try to, you know, pick out items and stuff and just play with it if that's something you like to do. But if you just like, just tell me the best, that's what Best in Bags does. And so Best in Slot will also do it as well. And a lot of people say Best in Slot is dead. And the reason they say that is because, like you asked earlier, what if you have Warforged or Titanforged? So right now when people make a Best in Slot list, it's based on a perfect world. Everything's the same. You don't have any Warforged items, or they're all Warforged. And so what our Best in Slot does is it looks at the gear you have, and it's like, well, you know what? I see that you actually got a Titanforged item that's normally not good. Let me take that into account, and let me just see if you should actually be wearing that. And if the answer is yes, you know, might adjust some of the other Best in Slot items, because like you said, if you have this legendary, another item might be actually better than, you know, whatever. And so the Best in Slot basically adapts as well. And so with all of these predetermined, you know, stat weights, gearing strategies, whatever you want to call them, Best in Slot will adjust just like Best in Bags will. And so, yeah, that's why I think one of the reasons people love Best in Bags is it's just like, tell me the best gear and thanks. We'll take that.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It reminded me of that Seinfeld episode where Kramer was pretending to be the movie phone thing.
Oh, no.
It's like, finally he just goes, like, he's trying to do the thing where, like, you type in the number, the name of the movie on your keypad, and he'll it's like they got his number mixed up with the movie phone line. And so he's like trying to guess what movie people are watching. And finally he just goes, why don't you tell me the name of the movie? So I feel like that's what we're saying. He's like, why don't you just tell me what gear to wear? Like, I don't want to be ignorant. I want to know what my stats are because I need to know what gems and enchants and, you know, that kind of stuff. Like, what gear should I be wearing here? Because I've got four helmets, probably 15 trinkets to my bags I've got, and I don't know, and this stuff changes from fight to fight, and it's just a hot mess.
Yes, that is the answer. And so right now, you know, with Best in Bags, you still need to, up until Tomb of Sargeras, so another couple, you still need to run custom stat weights. And so that's where, you know, we feel like we really wanted to improve for people, because you're like, hey, I'm coming, Mr. Robot. And the reason I love you guys is I click that Best in Bags button and I know I'm set. But now we're like, well, yeah, if you have stat weights custom to you. And you can do that. You know, you have to set it up. You have to know how to set it up. You have to be confident that you set it up right. And that's why we were like, you know what? People don't want to sim their own stat weights. People don't care. They just want to come to the site and have it work. And so that's why we're just going to pre-calculate all of them for you. So that whenever you show up to the site, if you change a talent, don't worry. We know you changed that talent, and we have a new set of stat weights for you. Or I should keep saying stat weights because that's what everybody's used to, but it's not, you know, we said stat weights don't work anymore. A new gearing strategy for you. Don't worry. We automatically adapt to your character, like everything about your character. And so that auto-adapting is what's been missing, and we're putting that in for Tomb of Sargeras.
So right now, how does Best in Bags work if there's no way to know, like, what fight or what legendaries or what talents I am.
Right. And so that's why, you know, we say right now you have to sim yourself first. And so then you go to the simulator and you run a set of stat weights, which also runs all the legendaries and trinkets and all that stuff. And then you're like, great, save this and use it. And so then you go back to Best in Bags. It takes that latest simulation data and then it knows what you have available to you. But you get a new item, and it knows because it's kind of already simmed that item because we sim a whole lot of items. But when your gear starts to change significantly, it's like, well, you might need to run it again. It's like, well, how do you know when you're supposed to run it again? And you don't want to. You're using Best in Bags because you're like, I want an easy button that's also hyper accurate. And so that's one of the major motivations for us to be like, you know, we're just going to pre-calculate it for you because we don't want you to have to take that step. We don't want you to have to worry, did you set up a simulation right and pull that data in? And so right now, Best in Bags needs you to customize it, but with Tomb of Sargeras, we just customize it for you. And so it's magic.
Okay, I'll be like honest. I haven't trusted Best in Bags for a little while because, okay, so I didn't sim anything. I didn't get my own custom stat weights. The Warlock Discord for Destruction had some stat weights that they had posted there, so I took those and put them into AMR.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But then I think ever since I've had my four-piece, it has told me not to wear my four-piece. And I actually really like the four-piece bonus and what it does.
Yeah, and so that's something that we see a lot, and the answer always comes down to, well, you have to sim yourself, because the defaults we have aren't custom to you. And every time I have to say it, I feel bad, right? It's like it's like blaming the user more than the tool. And it's like, well, if I'm making you customize something that's already an easy button, I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah, it's like, what's the point of the button if I have to?
Right. I can make fun of myself. It's true. And so Best in Bigs works perfectly when you customize it. And it's that but, right? And so if you were to customize it, or what
now,
I do all day is I customize
it's about
it.
Butts, really.
Right.
It's just legs. Man.
I'm on a roll tonight, you guys. Right. It's this glass of wine. It's the subconscious that's coming out. So when you have butts, you know, it makes me feel bad. And it's a sign that there's something we can improve. And so that's what you see in the Discords all the time, too, right? They're doing the same thing. They're like, well, you don't like the trinket spreadsheet I have, or you know, this isn't working for you. Of course it's not working. You have to sim yourself. You know, when something doesn't match up, somebody else who came up with the idea will tell you, well, yeah, of course, you have to sim yourself. Duh. Customize it for yourself. It's not my fault. It's your fault. So we're trying to not treat users that way. We don't. Mm-hmm. I don't like having to tell people. And I can just hear, like, you know, even though it'll be in Discord and I tell somebody, I can just hear the disappointment. Like, do I really have to sim myself? I don't like you as much anymore. We used to be best friends. And now I'm just like, don't invite her over for dinner. Don't like her as much. She's not very cool. Yeah. So with Tomb of Sargeras, we're just simming it all for you. We're just doing it all ahead of time so that we anticipate every type of gear and talent change you might make.
Okay. That sounds good.
So, yeah, we will be solving all of your problems for Best in Bags, because exactly what you ran into is not uncommon. And I can be like, oh, well, of course, if you customized it, nude, my tool's perfect if you customize it.
Right. Okay.
I feel like a jerk.
If you take off. Yeah. Okay. So that helps me understand a little bit better, because I felt like I'm not going into AMR and then simming myself and then doing all this stuff. So is this part of like a blog page you had up, or like, hey, here's the best way to use our tool? Because I've been using AMR for long enough to where it's like, I go in and I click Best in Bags. That's all I do.
Yeah,
I don't
me too.
Go in and
I've
you know.
Been doing that for years.
And now I guess I'm wrong for and I should be.
So that's like yeah. So it's always been that way, in that you've always really needed custom stuff, like, for the entire history. And it's one of those dirty secrets that stat weights don't really work, but everyone who makes stat weights, and the theory crafters and the guide writers, it's we just don't talk about it. And that's where we're like, no, now we're talking about it. We're dealing with a lot of people memeing us and hating us because they think we're crazy because they're not ready to let go of this concept yet. But I'm holding strong. So the difference this time around is that now we have our own simulator. Have you pressed that simulate button to see if the DPS changed or not with your Best in Bags?
No.
Because that's what a lot of people have done.
I don't
okay, so a lot of people
want
have,
to have to
yeah.
sim
so,
my character.
Right. So a lot of people have done that, and then they're like, why is my DPS changing this much? And it's kind of that trust but verify. So that button is there to verify it. But if you're not customizing your stat weights, Best in Bags isn't as custom, and then DPS isn't going to be what you're hoping for. And so... Mm-hmm. That's, you know, again, it comes down to, you know, we're just going to do it for you, because that's what the magic button
is. I think that's where a lot of confusion is coming from.
Yeah, it is. I completely agree. It is.
Because like I said, I've been using this for a long time. And, and like Daryl mentioned a minute ago, I'm like, I feel like I was trusting Best in Bags less and less. I'm trusting some of the stuff less and less. And come to find out, I'm not even doing it the way that it's supposed to be done. But I didn't know that. So
right. Right. Well, that's what happens with like guides and general advice as well, right? It's like, well, general advice, you should have the four piece. However, depending on what gear you have available to you, it's possible you shouldn't put on the four piece yet, depending on what else is available in those slots, right? Like, it's all, everything needs to be custom. And so that's where confusion is everywhere, right? It's like, well, the guide says this, but if I sim these two different setups, the four piece isn't best for me right now. And everyone's like, well, maybe you've simmed wrong. It's like, well, no, it tends to be. In that case, you know, it just the general advice wasn't custom. And so that's what our website's doing too, right? It's like our defaults are the general advice. And that just doesn't happen to be custom to you. And that's the thing we're trying to solve. We don't want you to have to customize it. We want to customize it for you. Because nobody wants to sim. Okay.
So
nobody
all this stuff is changing with Tomb of Sargeras, and that's going to take time, you said. Even after Tomb comes out, it's still
Yeah, we'll have like the like you know basic like single target and AoE boss out right away. But then we're putting in like the specific bosses that'll take a few.
Okay. So what can I do right now with where I'm standing, with my gear and everything? What can I do to properly utilize this? Because I feel like I'm missing something or maybe... All right, so right now I just logged in the game.
Mm-hmm.
I got a ton of legendaries in my bag, and I'm mad at most of them because none of them are tier one. And so if I take my AMR add-on and I do export that.
Yep. And then...
I come over to the website. I'm in. Mm-hmm. I'm at my character right now.
Yep.
And I want to do the import from add-on, right?
Yep.
Some compelling stuff.
Yeah, but
real time. Okay, so
real time.
So from there, I'm looking at everything that I have. I'm looking at all my gear, blah blah blah. From there, the first thing I want to do is not scroll down and do best in bags, right?
So what I usually suggest for now, again, sorry everyone, we'll be changing this soon, so you never have to do this again. But do best in bags
first.
Yep.
But how does it know?
Well, it depends. Let me take a step back. If you take what you think is going to be better, if you think something's wrong. So if you have your current gear and you have the four-piece bonus, go ahead and click the simulate button next to the gear you have equipped. Do you see, like, towards the top?
Yeah, I do. And I'm already...
See, you're already I really don't want to, right?
No. I did the best in bags thing, and I'm already shaking my head at it, though.
Sure. So click one of the simulate buttons, and it's going to load your character into the simulate.
Okay. And then I've got live.
Yep.
Crosses,
so,
heroic, default.
And the next one says sim type. It probably says single run right now.
Uh-huh.
Change that to, at the very bottom, it'll say beta strategy V2. That'll become the regular one soon.
Okay.
And so then you just click simulate. It's going to prompt you to download a client if you don't have one already. And what that client's doing is it just harnesses your computer's power because it costs too much online to do it.
Yeah, I gotcha.
We have a few billion sims run every month. And so all of that, if it was online, it would be a little insane. But I'm actually curious to see what happens when we do this. We've simmed for you, like how much that load goes down. But anyway, so then you click the big simulate button. Actually, wait. Do you see more options? You might have to click the plus sign next to it on the right side.
Yeah, I see more options.
So make sure you set the big ones are set your potion, flask, food, and choose augment rune if you have that. And then click simulate and it'll prompt you to download it.
Yeah, and so it says download 1800 setups, estimated time run 3 hours.
If you have a decent computer, it'll take an hour. We'd go on the conservative side. Right, exactly. And now you're like, do I really have to do this?
Yeah, I don't even want it.
I don't want to. Don't make me. I feel your pain. And so when you're done with that, you know, after I pull your teeth and you run it, there's a button that says save it. And then it just shows up in, like, if you go back to your gear page where you normally click best in bags.
Okay.
And, you know, load your character. And then directly to the right of your character, do you see, like, it might say Ursoc or Krosis for the gearing strategy?
Yeah.
Okay, so click that. That drop-down menu will have the stat weights you ran. And then you select that. And so, you know what? I might be able to submit your character on our global network and get it done in, like, 2 minutes here if you wanted to test out best in bags.
Sure, I sure would.
Okay, hold on. Give me your character. Let me ask Yellow, and then I'll need your character name and realm. 1 second.
It has a little stupid character in it, so I'll just message it to you in my whatever.
All right. So, what's Discord. Your character's name and realm? Or you said you were typing it?
Yeah, because it has
a funny character.
One of those.
And then I'll give that to Yellow here, and he will run it and give us a report for you to use. And then we'll take a look at what Best in Bags does. Where'd you type it?
I'm going to message you in Discord here.
I'm curious to find out what's going to happen.
I know, right. We're going to do some long, dramatic pauses here. Just for
and good thing we don't edit, so you guys can enjoy this whole thing with us.
And what?
Actually, no. We have a...
Realm?
Earthen Ring.
Okay, so we'll get him. And do you typically use any specific potions, flasks?
I use the agility.
Is it prolonged power?
Did
Deadly Grace?
Deadly? No, Old War?
Okay, Old War. Okay. Do you use an augment rune?
Yeah.
Okay. He will get that set up.
Can I... From okay, so I did hit best in bags after importing from the add-on before any sims have been run. And it's already telling me to use a different combination of legendaries and a trinket that, having done a good chunk of homework, I feel like these are not the right choice.
One quick question. And yeah, so that's part of it is, you know, basing it on defaults, which aren't custom for you. But one quick question. Are your talents currently set up for single target or AoE?
My talents are set up based on a legendary that I have on.
Okay.
And it's going to be more AoE focused.
A little more AoE focused? Do you want stat weights for AoE then?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, stat weights for AoE.
For,
okay, we'll
like,
do a mythic. We'll do mythic.
Yeah, that's fine. Just say I'm running a dungeon. Like...
So while he's running that, so one interesting thing we did, it was kind of an experiment, is we started putting in real boss fights into the simulator. So in the past, you know, like simulators were, it's kind of like the just stand there and DPS. You don't have to move. You don't, nothing bothers you. And so we're like, you know what happens if you put in real bosses, and can we even make them realistic enough? And it took a few iterations, but, you know, I always test them against logs because I'm trying to figure out, like, that's how I confirm that the simulator is accurate. And I did it for every class and spec, and all but, like, one or two, because they're, it's, like, it was, like, frost mages, I think, and, like, one other class, the simulators are always pretty high, just the timing is so specific and I can do it better. But all the other classes were, like, spot on.
Nice.
And so, yeah, and so then... You know, for people that weren't spot on, I'm like, well, what's different? Okay, well, they're not, you know, casting as much. It's not that their rotation's wrong. It's that they're just missing some spells or they're slower to react. And so I found that, you know, if you take Krosis as an example, you know, when they do the fell beam, you have to move. And so some people are kind of good at moving in between their global cooldowns or during the global cooldown, whatever. And other players weren't as good. And they would run through the global cooldown, you know, just losing microseconds, right? Or, you know,
now, is this information based on looking at Daryl's logs?
Yes,
for
it
this
was.
Fight?
Yes, his specifically.
What do you now? You can be blunt, it's okay. He's used to
it. But so then I changed the Krosis boss script that I wrote, and I said, okay, what if you start to lose a second of DPS time every time the fell beam comes out? And so then I was able to look and be like, oh wow, that matches those players too. And so it's interesting because, you know, for two things. One, you can look at that and say, like when I did this test, I found that you're losing anywhere from 4 to 8% DPS if you move just for 1 second on every fell beam. And so the first thing a player can learn from that is, oh, I should really focus on doing better at moving. The second thing that happens is you're like, well, you know what? I try, or I just don't care. Whatever. It's just, we're not hardcore. That's fine.
Which and is then, legit. It's
right,
completely
right.
Like a legitimate stance to take.
It's totally fine. Like, you know, it's funny. You know, we all are like, oh, you have to try to be a mythic player. And if you're not, no, whatever. Everyone has their priorities. And sometimes you're just like, I don't care. I'm going to run like a, you know, chicken with my head cut off. So then you can use that script to generate your gear advice, because if you're taking a little bit of extra time to move and therefore doing a few less casts of a certain spell, it's possible that your gear should be different. Maybe crit's not as important because you're missing a couple of important spells, or you have dots going more often because you're moving and only dots are happening. And so we did that test with Krosis and Spellblade, and it worked out so well, like super accurate. Some of the gear advice really does dramatically change based on how you play or your skill level. And so with Tomb of Sargeras, we're going to try to put out a whole lot more bosses. I only really did two for Nighthold because I was just, it was a test. I'm not going to put in, you know, a whole bunch of bosses if it doesn't really matter. And it turns out it really matters. And the gear advice is dramatically different in a lot of cases from the typical stand there and DPS thing that we've all used in the past. And so we're trying to kind of get that message out that, you know, using that, like, basically like a target dummy or patchwork to do your gear advice is a thing of the past. It's no longer, you know, the best way to get like, advice. And so it's kind of fun. So for people who'd like to do theory crafting and stuff too, it's really fun to kind of make or optimize for each boss for people who get into that. And, you know, for those of us who don't, it's like, you know, I'm still going to take my leisurely jaunt between the fell blade beams or fell beams, and you can't stop me.
Yeah, I guess you can.
I suppose you could kick me from the team. But hey, you know what? If I have all the butts and legs, maybe you can kick me. All
right. Yes.
All right. So yellow is running that.
So next on the list here, you've got tanks and healers. So.
Oh, yeah, that's a big deal.
So maybe we should talk about
that. That always comes up with any like, as long as we've been working with you, yeah.
Yeah, give me the background on that. Like, what?
Well, because a lot of stuff, like tanks and heals especially, like, are very much, like, they play according to what they feel like, right? Mm-hmm, like, you can't tell me how much mana I need or how efficient I need to be or, you know.
Right. Right. So it's definitely a lot more custom. There's a lot more custom in a different sense, right? That there's a lot more variables that go into tanking and healing. And we started with tanking first because that was like sort of attempted in the past. I don't know if any of you know Feck. He actually did a really good theory and measurement of tank toughness with TMI and did some work to make some C work, you know, and TMI work together. But a lot of people still were like, well, you can't really sim tanks because it's not a complete picture. You're not factoring in the healing done to me. That model, you had infinite health, so you could never die. So what else? There's a couple of other things. Oh, like tank swaps and just a realistic scenario, right? People are like, well, you're not doing. And so we decided to take that challenge. And it took several iterations because part of the problem with tanking is you have to measure it. DPS, it's like, well, you measure it with damagers, you measure it with DPS. We all agree on that. And with tanks, it's like, what do you measure? And so we have a metric called NPS. And we're probably on like iteration 4 of that now. And it's basically, we've built it to track death chance. And so as your death chance increases, your NPS number gets worse. So you want a higher number. But so still, that's, you know, you have to decide what you're going to measure. And it's like, well, does DPS factor in at all? Well, how about that? And so iteration 5 is actually going to take DPS into account because you currently don't do that. But we did put in a completely realistic simulation, and I like checked it against a whole lot of logs, and it's pretty close. So you're taking real damage from a real fight. So we have like Krosis as an example again. You're taking his real damage at the right times. The tank swaps are going in. You're taking that stacking debuff dot thing. You're getting real heals, and the healers are scriptable where, you know, healers say your health starts to drop fast, they start healing faster. But it's still realistic so that you do have a chance to die. And so that's actually been really fun, and it's working out really, really well. And yeah, the biggest feedback we've gotten right now is, but I also want DPS in there. And so that's what we're adding next. So yeah, so we're having fun with the tank picture, and it's going pretty well. It's another one of those things where it's slow to adopt right now because everyone's like, but you can't sim tanks. It's like, well, but do you know why you're saying you can't sim tanks, or you just know in the past you haven't been able to?
Yeah.
Because we've solved it. And if you think we haven't solved it, tell us why, because then we'll work on it some more.
Well, yeah, and I haven't tanked, you know, this tier, but that was always, and I guess it was more, that was more my argument with heals than anything. Like when it was and before when the mana pools weren't static and stuff like that, it was like, well, you don't know what I need. You don't know if I'm spammy, if my raid team stands in crap. You know, like, you don't know any of that stuff.
Right.
They do.
Right. Let me just tell you right now, they do. So we actually put healers out with our simulator. And we basically had a pretty generic fight. And then the rotations and it didn't count for overhealing because we were like, well, you're supposed to do as much healing as possible and blah, blah. And we had rotations that where the system would try to do the max healing without running out of mana in a 5-minute fight. And so it factored all of that in. But what it didn't really account for was these like bursty phases. So a lot of healers heal a lot of people all at once because people are standing and stuff. And they kind of take a little bit of break, calm down for a little bit, and then get on with their healing until somebody does something and messes up again or a big AoE thing happens. And so it wasn't accounting for that burstiness. And so maybe a week ago, we released version 2 of the healers, which is just as intense as the tanks. And so now you have your healer and you can do your burstiness. You can say, you know what, a lot of people usually screw up at this area, you know, at this point in time. Or you can have one of the things we put into our boss scripts is a random chance for something to happen. So you can say there's a random chance every time these pools come out that two people stand in it. So you can put in all these random chance things and then the healer handles it. And then we also put in your other healers. And so you can coordinate in the simulator. It's embarrassingly complex. In the simulator, you can coordinate, big heal cooldowns. If your healers get to things first and then you've got a hot still ticking, it takes that overhealing into account. It takes tank damage, raid damage. It basically is recreating the healing picture. But it's only been out for a week. It's looking pretty good, but I'm sure there's going to be a couple of other iterations that we have to do or requests people have, like, well, you didn't factor in that I want to do this. Oh, you're right. You're right. Well, let us build that in. Here you go. Now you can factor that in too. But you know, a lot of people, and this comes back to kind of what you guys were saying too, you're like, that's cool, but I don't really want to simulate, play with the simulator or say, here's what my team does. Please don't make me. And so one thing I've been doing is instead of being like, well, hey, if you want it to do this, go make it do this. Like, again, I'd feel like a jerk. So I've been making, you know, not for healers yet, but for the other, you know, tanks and DPSers, I've been making custom scripts for them. So I've been making a script that says, hey, if you're slow moving out of the fell beams, just use this one. Don't worry about it. I've done it for you. And so that's one of the things when I was talking about how we want to pre-calculate all your stat weights. So the first set that we calculate that'll probably be done in, you know, 5 hours or whatever, is looking at regular boss with, you know, regular settings, but customized to your character. And then we'll start filling things in and say, you know what, but I know there's a lot of people who say, hey, I'm slow to move on fell beams. Let's run those next. And then we'll keep running all these different variations. So for healers, we can say, all right, we've got the team that runs short on healers, so you stress your mana like crazy. Cool. We've already got those pre-calculated. We've got the other team who has to bring extra healers because we all stand in puddles and we do a lot of burst healing. Great. You'll have to probably select which one from a dropdown. Once you pick that from the dropdown, we'll have you covered. But those are the ones that'll take extra time, not only for us to figure out what custom ones people want and make them, but then, you know, to run them in the global network, because, you know, that those simulations can take a while. So, did you get my...
It's updating. It's at like 60-some percent.
Oh, it's not done yet. Sorry. Yeah, okay.
Oh, it's fine. When I fired it up, it was close, but it's really close.
Cool. Come back to that second. Okay, so... Yeah, so anyway, so we've really, really been working on tanks and healers, because in the past, you know, and healing has never, ever been done, right? So tanks kind of had an attempt, and it was pretty decent, you know, for what we had at the time. And so now we've blown that out, and tanks are looking really, really good. But nobody's ever done healers. And so our first go at it was, okay?
Right.
It happens. You know, the first iteration, we all know how those go. And so this is the second iteration, and we're going to really be testing it with a bunch of the theory crafters, you know, with between now and Tomb of Sargeras. And then I'm sure we'll have a version 3 coming out with even more, you know, more things that everyone thinks of. But then, yeah, by the end of Tomb of Sargeras, I hope to be able to get the word out that, yep, you can sim it. Because a lot of it's, like, right now, based on how you feel, and, you know, like we talked about measuring damagers by DPS, we all know you can't really measure healers by just pure HPS, like,
yeah,
from the damage meters, right?
No, you totally can.
Well, it depends on the team.
Right.
You know, yeah.
Well, and so one of the things, you know, we found, I did a research article one time, was I was usually like one of the lower healers. I was a druid. It was last expansion when, you know, druids were just not as powerful as, what was it, Disc Priests that always destroyed everybody?
Oh, gosh.
So the shields. And so I was always like, my rank was horrible. And then a couple of fights, we had all but one other healer die. So it was me and one other healer, and I would rank in the 99th percentile. And so it really comes down to, are you bringing too many healers, or are you, you know, like maybe my healing style was just a lot of hots and like background healing, whereas everybody else, you know, is trying to like snipe meters. And so
nobody does
a
that.
Simulator. No, nobody. Of course, nobody does that. It's just something I say to make myself feel good. and so the simulator is able to kind of figure that out. And it's like, you know what? It's fine if that's your play style and your other healers are doing this. we're going to get you gear so that those HOTS, man, those HOTS are going to be huge. And then you're not going to be at the bottom of the meter anymore because you're going to be gearing so that those HOTS work for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that'll help a lot right now, because right now with healing, it's not really scientific, and it's like, well, I like haste because I can react faster, or I like crit. Nobody likes crit, but sometimes I like to pretend people like crit because it is fun. Like, I crit because I can just save that tank mate and save them. Or mastery, so that this is better and that's better. So a lot of it's personal heal style based on how it feels, but not necessarily based on like any real tests. And so we're hoping to kind of make that jump. But it's still
this,
beta.
This says it's at 100%, but it's still going.
Mine says, oh, that's because it's just an estimate of how many it has to do. So the system keeps... The system's basically looking for a margin of error, so it might be targeting, say, like 0.2% margin of error, and it'll keep running until it gets it.
Oh, so just let it go. It's just wait then?
Yeah, so it should be done soon. Who knows, it could also be a kink in the global net. I mean, there's never bugs forever.
Never, ever.
So, like, Warcraft never has bugs, ever. Like, we all know this.
They're just undocumented features.
Exactly.
That's exactly right. Yes. Totally. Yeah, so what other kinds of questions do you guys have, or did I basically answer it by saying, oh, the reason simulation is confusing is because statwides don't work anymore?
I feel like there is going to be some people that aren't on that page yet.
And, oh, for sure.
And I don't know if I am. I'm not saying I'm not saying I don't believe you. I'm just saying that that's a completely different way of handling things or approaching things. That
I'm down.
You're with me. Take that.
Wait
easy
a minute.
Button.
I don't want to sim anymore. Yeah, whatever. Uh-huh.
I'm sold.
Yeah. So, and one of the things we always try to do is like, I'm always running tests, right? So what I'll do is, you know, get typical stat weights, use that to generate some gear, and see how much DPS it does. And then use this machine learning thing and these pre-calculated things and get that set of gear and run it and see how much DPS it does. And so our developer on his to-do list is to automate that for me. And so one of the things we want to do is test our system and say, okay, let's take traditional stat weights and let's take this new method. And behind the scenes, we're going to run best in bags for everybody in both scenarios and then compare DPS. And then we'll be able to say, okay, 98% of the time our new system works better. 2% of the time it doesn't. Okay, why does that 2% not work? And then kind of keep refining from there. Or, you know, did something, you know, else happen? And so, yeah, so we'll be testing it and posting those results to hopefully, you know, help people understand what's working and how to use it.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Right, because we fully believe and trust, but verify. Mm-hmm. Like, one of the things we do is we always put the information out there. Like, the simulator is very, very open. Like, if you're like, hey, I don't know if you have this implemented right, there's a wiki page for every spell, because most people don't like digging into code or even know how to dig into code. And so we put it all on the wiki. And so that was step one. And a lot of people use that and look at it. And so the other things we try to do is say, yeah, well, you know what? We want to know if our system works too. So we're going to have automated tests and find out how accurate it is.
Well, this thing is still going, so we can finish that up later, or I can follow up afterwards. But sure. Gerald, did you have any other questions?
I don't think so.
So one of my key takeaway here is, though, mm-hmm. that you need to sim yourself, or for now, you mm-hmm. know, you need to sim yourself before you can accurately get an idea of your stat weights and really your best in bag stuff.
Right. And so that's why, yeah, everyone says it, whether you're using, you know, SimC, Ask Mr. Robot, Pawn, it doesn't matter what system, you have to sim yourself first. And so, yeah, with Tumas Argyris, we're going to say, right, you have to sim yourself first, but we just did it for you. We simmed first.
I like that. And right? So do I. I hope that it is honestly as
good as we're hoping.
Yeah. Well, pretty much. Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's you're biting off an awful lot of stuff there. So.
And that's something where, like, I really do think it'll make so many people so happy, as long as it works, which the beta test is showing it. But like I said, we want to do this automated test just to be sure. I don't know if you guys remember back when reforging the thing.
I kind of miss it.
Right? Yeah, I think a lot of people miss reforging. You know, we would get you close. And we always monitor our system. And we would get you to within like 98 or 99% of the best Reforge answer. And the problem is, you know, we're trying to do it in a second. So you have to write an algorithm, right? And an algorithm isn't going through every possibility. It's doing fancy shit to figure it out. And so we knew that, like, because we had automated tests. So like, can we get it perfect? It took us like 3 months of development time to do it. But we managed to get it perfect, like the single best answer for everyone except classes that had like 3 breakpoints or something. Like if you had 3 breakpoints or more, it was just, it would take too long. And so we said, fine, we're going to put you at the 99% accuracy point. But for everybody else, it got you the single best answer. And it was one of these things where we ended up running a test on it one day, like after we made our final adjustments. And we took like 500,000 of the most recent loaded characters and we ran the algorithm against it. And then we also took a computer and I think it ended up taking a week to run every combination, like run through every single, like brute force it, you know? And we got the single best answer in every single case. And we're like, done, put it up, put it on the site because this is gold. And that's when everyone's like loved our site for reforging. And we even put like a little guaranteed, you know, symbol there. And so that's something we kind of want to do now with, but that was based on the stat weight stuff, right? And so now we kind of want to do this thing, the same thing, but with, you know, best and bigs and the pre-calculated simming is, can we get you, you know, that best answer and do it in a second? Because we're nerds and we obsess about these things.
I respect that.
Right? That and we want to do the work for you. Like I said, I feel like a jerk being like, here's my tool, but, well, you have to do a lot of work first to use it. You know, here's my advice, but you still have to sim your character in SimC. Here's my best and bags, but you still have to sim your character in Ask Mr. Robot. Fine. We'll do it for you because I don't want to be a jerk, guys. I like it when people like me.
I had no idea that I needed to, that in order for best and bags to work, that I had to take these other steps first.
Yeah, I didn't either.
And a lot of people don't. I try to get the message out there, but it's like, well, you know, how do I do that? I put little promos out and stuff, but, you know, it's not the best way. And instead of educating people, we decided we'll just fix the actual problem. So, yeah. So I'm glad.
Well, this thing is still running.
I know. Yeah, I wonder if it's the global network. Sorry about that.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I feel like I at least have a better idea of what to do now. But
yeah, and I can also run on my computer, and I know it'll finish in 30 minutes in case something's up with the global network. Hey, beta, that's what betas are for.
So was there any other points that you wanted to okay, can you like if you are big into like SimC or Pwn or whatever, can you import that stuff into AMR right now or?
Yeah, well, sort of. So if you run your stat weights on SimC, remember it's not as exhaustive of a thing as Ask Mr. Robot, but you're only getting stat weights and you're not getting that trinket information and legendary information. So what'll happen is you'll bring your stat weights in because you can still edit it. You figured it out, right? You can still edit that. But then it's not like stat weights can't rank set bonus legendaries and trinkets, and so it's only half the picture. And so SimC doesn't do that other half of the picture. And so if you run your stat weights in Astro's Robot, which is what we're waiting on the simulation here to finish for you, it also simulates the trinkets and legendaries and gets that data. So then it gives you 2 pieces of data instead of one. It gives you the stat weights and it gives you the like trinket simulation data so that it can rank the whole picture. And then Pwn soon will have a little nice like export that lets you just pull the current stat weights, and you know, we keep saying stat weights, those will have to kind of be something stat weighty ish, you know, inside this whole gearing strategy thing, but that you can export and use just right then and there. Because I think that'll be nice. People really like Pwn, and I like Pwn, and so we want to put in support for that.
Nice, cool,
yeah,
all right, so
all right,
yeah, so well, that's pretty much it. It's keep an eye out for these things, don't be too afraid of all of the cool things we're changing. We're shaking up a lot. I know there's some resistance, there's skepticism, and a healthy dose of skepticism is good, right? It keeps us on our toes.
Right.
And you know, that's what helped us refine the tanks and then do version 2 of the healers. Like that's good, and we welcome that. So if anybody's ever questioning it, or like you said, you're like, well, I'm still wondering, you know, stop on by our Discord or hit us up on Twitter and ask us your questions, and it might spur a new feature, or, you know, we'll help you figure something out. Yeah, so these things should be pretty cool, and hopefully they work, you know, as well as they are in the beta, but, you know, with a small number of people, it's harder to see what will happen when you get all sorts of crazy characters or somebody takes their pants off, which has happened. We had a bug where somebody took their pants off in-game, guys, and it broke the optimizer. And
wow.
But the funniest part is, like, it happened at, you know, like 1 a.m. We got a warning that, like, you know, like 500 errors. And it turns out we had 500, like, we had just done a website update and we had like 500 different characters who all had no pants and couldn't get optimized. And I'm like, who are you 500 people loading characters into the optimizer that have no pants on? Like, I get if one person did it, but it was like right. 500 people.
That's funny.
So that's pretty good. So you never know what'll happen, you know, so, but it should be pretty good. It's pretty exciting. People are pretty pumped and yeah. And now you can sim tanks and healers and real bosses. That's huge. So this turned out to be really valuable. So it's my job to focus on Tomb of Sargeras bosses. It comes out.
Oh, awesome. Daryl, I think there was something that happened while we were recording.
Yes. So we had mentioned on Twitter yesterday that we were giving away a Wowhead premium code and an Ask Mr. Robot premium code. And you had to just click the reaction in the contest channel of our Discord, and it selected a winner while we were recording. So, V, do you want to announce that winner?
Yes. The winner is Salty. I like this
person. Oh, hold on. There we go. All right. And we are going to do another one of these. But we don't have our next episode scheduled yet. So as soon as we have that scheduled, we'll try and run it for 4 days before our next episode. And we usually post when we schedule something in the upcoming shows in our Discord. So you can check there and we'll post on Twitter as well when the contest is running.
Well, you know, the off-the-record shows have actually, people have said they like those a lot. So those are a lot easier to put out.
Yeah, we should do one of those.
We may do one of those in a couple days. So
that'd be fun. There you go. Yeah, it's always fun talking to you guys.
It's always great to have you on the show.
I just, you know, hope too many people's eyes didn't glaze over talking
about this. No, I'm really glad to hear some of this stuff because, you know, I don't know. You kind of brought it up and I about people kind of maybe throwing shade or not being sure or being skeptical. And I feel like maybe there's an understanding of how it works a little better. I know the theory crafting community is huge, and we've had plenty of them on the show, and they're awesome people. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if there's some sort of thing that they're seeing that I'm not seeing or you're seeing, and you know, there's mm-hmm. just some sort of mix up. And I think if we can understand how this stuff works at the core, it will help a little bit better.
Right. Yeah. And you know, there's a couple of levels too of theory craft, or a couple different types, right? So there's very few people who actually understand how simulators work and the logic behind them, like the actual code. There's probably 5 people, literally, between Ask Mr. Robot and SimC.
I am not one of those people.
No.
And then there's another group of people that you know, are really good at writing like rotations and optimizing those. And those usually are people who are really, you know, good at their class and creative at coming up with ideas, right? Because you're coming up with something from scratch. Our guy Swole is one of those. And then the main theory crafters that you all of you probably know are, you know, fall into the group of writing rotations, but aren't necessarily simulation engine experts. And so, yeah, I fall into more of the simulation engine expert side more than I do the rotation side. And then, you know, so you basically, and then you have people who are just really good at playing, right? Who help develop theorycraft too, because they're testing things and stuff at a level that right. I can't add. Like, I'm not a mythic player. I can't tell you if, you know, I'm taking a second to run away from the fell beams. and so what really works is when you get all 3 of those groups together. you know, each of those groups has a lot they don't know. And so rely on the other groups to help with that. So yeah, you're not alone.
Good. Well, if you haven't already, make sure to come and join our official Training Dummies Discord server at discord.me/TTD. It is the best way to keep in touch and get real-time interaction with us and our community, as well as some of the awesome guests you've heard here on the show. And we have a contest channel there now, too. So it's a good place to get yourself a premium AMR or Wowhead subscription. So that's another way to do that. And that is at discord.me/TTD.
Like, really? What is wrong with my chair? It seems fate has brought
us together. You have my gratitude.
We make a great team.
I'm sure glad you're around.
Well, if it ain't my favorite person.
You have your uses, don't you?
You have quite a talent there.
Together, our victory is assured.
Good enough.
I'm worried about the F keys on my keyboard. Anyway, Rob, what do you have for shoutouts?
Definitely V for coming on again and hanging out with us, because it's always a pleasure to have her on. I want to say thank you to Justin and Jab for always being like my anytime gaming buddies. Like, anytime something's going on, those guys are always willing to jump in and help me out with whatever. And Daryl, thank you for pretending that every show is your very first time. Daryl, what do you got?
Was I not supposed to laugh at that? I'm sorry.
Was that too much?
That's good stuff. Yeah, big shout out to V. It's always great talking to you. And I don't want to have to sim my character. It's that just seems like a level beyond what I feel I should need to do to just figure out what my best gear options are. So I'm really mm-hmm. looking forward to this new feature that you guys are putting in. So I really am. Thank you. And mm-hmm. V, do you have shout-outs?
Right now to our global network users who are donating their time and helping us with the beta. Thank you, because they're going to be the ones that help make this whole automatic stat weight thing for you possible. So those people are, you know, deserve cookies, but I don't have any to give away.
Warlock cookies.
There you go. So that's the big ones right now. And Mom, you know, you have to always say thank you, Mom.
Nice.
Without you, I would not be here.
Right. Thanks.
All right. Well, before we wrap this up, V, if for some reason people don't know, where's the best place that they can reach you if they have any questions for you or the AMR team?
Sure. Just, you know, little hellos are great on Twitter, which is at AskMrRobot. I may be the person who helps him translate to English, so you might also be reaching me through that account. And if you have something more complicated, Discord, I don't have the fancy short URL to tell you because I didn't really know that was a thing and really excited. But I can put it in, I'll put it in your Discord because it's so easy for people to find you, and then everyone can click and go there. Otherwise, if you have like big, you know, longer questions, forums.askmrrobot.com, and we'll help you all day long there too.
All right. Well, that wraps up episode 168 of The Training Dummies. You can find this and past episodes of the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and thetrainingdummies.com. And remember, we're just jackasses with mics. So until next time.
It's advice you can trust.
Woo!
From people you shouldn't.
Woo!